Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Should be a fun one down in Atlanta on Saturday. Welcome back. The Wake Up Zone powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. 8:50 is the time. Mark Howard and Blaine Bishop. I'm Kevin Ingram. Jonathan Schaefer, our producer. On the way at 9:30, Austin Gale will join us from Pro Football Focus. Get into some of the PFF numbers from Titans. We've had our zone Twitter poll question this morning. Would you invite Mark to your Christmas party? It should be 100% yes, but it's 51% yes. 26%.
A rousing majority, just like we thought. Now, if that caught me off, you set that up perfectly for me. You said it should be 100%. I'm like, well, whoa, it was 98?
No. 51% yes, 23% no, 26% seriously.
You can reach me at my website, acquiredtaste.com.
That's with 4,232 votes. Actually, 196 votes. You still got time. You got an hour to vote. All right, coming up, of course, we'll have another big weekend of NFL on the way. We have the Titans and Oakland Raiders in our station 325 on Sunday. This man will be on the NFL on CBS. He'll be on the coverage of the Bengals and Browns on Sunday afternoon. He is Tiki Barber. Tiki, what's going on this morning?
I am doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great here in the Music City. What kind of a effort and mental state do you expect from the Cleveland Browns, you know, sitting at 5-7 after the loss the second time around against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously it was disappointing because it felt like if they could have gotten the 6-6 that they were actually like really into the wild card conversation, and they have an outside chance now, but it feels a little bit different. But I still believe that there's something to prove for them. Like there's an expectation that they're trying to live up to. And they want to get there. There's so much talent on that team, even with Myles Garrett suspended for the season. Defensively, they hurry the quarterback. They have, I think, their third or fourth in tackles for loss, and so they get after it. And I think that's going to continue. As much as we talk from the outside looking in that Freddie Kitchens has lost control of that team, I think he's learning, just like this young team is learning how to win. Let's not forget, it feels like a decade, they've been moribund. They've been terrible. It's hard to turn the corner real quickly, and I think they're still working on it.
Watching the Titans, Derrick Henry, what do you appreciate about him as a running back?
He's one of my favorite players in the league, and he doesn't get enough credit for being one of the top running backs in football. We always talk about Ezekiel Elliott and even Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley and all those other guys, but Derrick Henry, 2 years ago, when, you know, I'd see him doing in the 4-minute drill, and we all know what the 4-minute drill is. He got a little bit of a lead. Let's just run out the clock. He's ripping off 50-yard touchdowns. I mean, and having done that over my career, I know how hard it is because they're packing the box. There's 9-10 guys in the box. You're trying to get 2 yards. He's going for 50. But that's his MO. Right? He surprisingly, for as big as he is, he can go to the house from anywhere. And it's as a receiver, it's as a runner. And I think that impact is only being exacerbated or taken advantage of because of Ryan Tannehill taking over at quarterback. And Tannehill, you know, whatever you think about his days in Miami, has learned a lot about himself and about the game, and he's not afraid to push the ball downfield, which forces teams into a shell, which takes another guy out of the box, which only makes it easier for Derrick Henry to do what he does. And so I love the guy. He's one of my top backs in the league because of his consistency of what he does.
Our guest is Tiki Barber from the NFL on CBS.
Tiki, Blaine here, man. I guess compare Derrick Henry, or can you even compare him to, they play Josh Jacobs and crew with the Raiders in his style of a running back, which I actually really love. I like Henry as well, but two totally different style backs, you think?
Yeah. Well, look, I love Josh too because he's such a great wide receiver. Last year, I had a chance to do the Iron Bowl, so I saw him in that Auburn-Alabama game, and Tua threw him a pass that made no sense for him to be able to catch. Talking about Josh Jacobs, It was the seam route, but the safety had come over and had taken away the inside seam. So Tua threw it to his outside shoulder. And Josh is running down the field looking inside. He notices the ball is going on his outside shoulder. He turns, catches it over his outside shoulder, and goes and gets a touchdown. And so it's like, dude, some wide receivers can't make that catch. And here this is a running back coming out of the backfield. So I think his skill set is a little bit different than Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is a good wide receiver, but he's not, you know, interchangeable for a wide receiver in that sense. And so Oakland has a great piece in him. The problem is that Derek Carr hasn't been playing good football as opposed to Ryan Tannehill, who's been playing great football. And so the focus has stayed on Josh. He got 105 or 6 yards last weekend, but he's the focus of that team. You got to have a diverse offensive offering. Tennessee is offering that right now. Oakland is having some struggles doing that.
Speaking of Tiki Barber, has a talk show on CBS Sports Radio. Does games for CBS TV, of course. Former great running back of the Giants. Tiki, let me ask you something in terms of Derrick Henry. Heading out probably into the free agent market, what do you think the league perception is between the quote-unquote two-down back and the three-down back? I mean, Henry is not a great receiver. Will catch screens. He's not the best in pass pro either. So how do you think teams view his type of back who puts up big numbers but is not like the three-down back that we saw when DeMarco Murray was here?
Yeah, no, it's going to be hard for him to you know, put this in quotes, get paid. We saw this with Zeke, and his demands. Melvin Gordon held out, and obviously to no avail. If you can't do it all, it limits your value. Now, Derek is a great runner, but we know how, you know, he's big, pounded, you know, 40 carry a guy, players wear out over time. And so you have to be able to do it all. I think all it takes is for someone to fall in love with him, so to speak. But I think the only place that's going to happen is in Tennessee, because they know him. I always have this saying with football players, Blaine, you know this as well. Nobody loves you like your mama. That is the team that drafted you loves you, and they drafted you for a reason. But when you try to start to go elsewhere, you're not only proving it to, you know, the fan base, you're proving it now to the executives who brought you in, your new teammates, everything. And so if I'm Derek, I'm trying to maximize, obviously, what I'm going to get on the open market, but I'm probably going to get the most value right here.
Tiki, you know Tom Coughlin, obviously. You played for him with the Giants. What do you think's going on in Jacksonville? It just appears that he and Doug Marrone are not really on the same page in terms of personnel or whatever. And that thing looks like it's just going to it already has disintegrated, really.
Yeah, it has. I think they have an identity crisis, to be honest with you. And it's a shame, because talk about running backs. Leonard Fournette has turned the narrative on himself. Remember last year he was getting in trouble because he and T.J. Yeldon had some issue that Tom Coughlin was upset about. And he felt like, man, his time is limited there. Quietly, he's got 70 or 65 receptions on the season already. So he's sneakily one of the good receiving running backs in the NFL, and he's almost rushed for 1,000 yards through 12 games. So there's pieces that look fixed, but then you look at that defense that used to be vaunted, and it's a shell. Not that it's, you know, one of the worst, but they're not intimidating. The players are still there. They're still young, but the it feels like the inspiration is gone, or the locker room is lost, so to speak, and that falls on the head coach. And so there could be some turnover down there with their owner looking at the product that's being put on the field from the head coach, and this is even through Coach Coughlin as well, or I should say Executive Coughlin as well, who's also, you know, thought to be potentially retiring. You know, it might be time to transition to something new.
Tiki, we enjoyed the time with you. Thanks, and we'll catch up with you down the road.
Most certainly, guys. Be well.
Okay, you too.
Appreciate it.
From the NFL on CBS, that is Tiki Barber joining us, an outstanding running back during his days in the NFL in his own right.